وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
The present life is nothing but sport and amusement. The true life is in the abode of the hereafter. If only they knew.
فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون.
When they embark in the ships, they call upon Allah, consecrating their faith to Him. But when He rescues them and brings them to land, they suddenly begin to associate others with Allah in His divinity.
لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ وَلِيَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ.
That they may be ungrateful for the rescue that we granted them, and that they may revel in the pleasures of the present life. Soon they shall come to know.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ.
Do they not see that we have given them a sanctuary of safety, whereas people around them are being snatched away? So, do they believe in falsehood and ungratefully deny Allah's bounties, whereas people around them are being snatched away? The unbelievers are asked to consider who had brought about such a wonderful peace and security that prevails in Mecca. Was it an idol like Al-Lat or Hubal that brought it about? Was it possible for anyone other than God to keep Mecca secure against all kinds of violence and disorder for a period of approximately 2,500 years, despite its being located in the strife-ridden country of Arabia? Who could ensure that Mecca's sanctity would remain secure?
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah or gives the lie to the truth after it has come to him? Is hell not the resort of the unbelievers?
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
As for those who strive in our cause, we shall surely guide them to our ways. Indeed, Allah is with those who do good. We shall surely guide them to our ways. This is a great assurance from God to those who sincerely strive in His cause and expose themselves to conflicts with the rest of the world. God assures such people that He is not wont to leave them to their fate. Instead, He helps and guides such people at every step and constantly opens up new avenues for them, which direct them to Him. At every step, He instructs them about the ways through which they can achieve His good pleasure. He also constantly illuminates for them the right way, making it distinct from the meandering labyrinths of error. The greater the sincerity of the believers, the greater is the support, guidance, and succor that God lavishes upon them.